From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Lair of the Lion by Christine Feehan. Now let's begin with Lair of the Lion. Chapter 1. The wind was shrieking through the narrow pass, bitter and cold, piercing right through her well-worn cape. Isabella Vernaducci pulled the long fur-lined cape closer around her shivering body and glanced anxiously at the high cliffs, rising sharply overhead on either side. It was no wonder the Dawn's army had never been defeated in battle. It was impossible to scale those terrible cliffs that rose straight up into the air, like towers reaching to the clouds. There was a shadow lurking within Isabella, an impression of danger. It had been growing steadily stronger in the last few hours as she traveled. She ducked her head into the horse's mane in an attempt to gain some relief from the unrelenting wind. Her guide had deserted her hours earlier, leaving her to find her own way along the narrow, twisting trail. Her horse was nervous, tossing its head and jumping skittishly from side to side, showing every sign it wanted to bolt as well. She had the sensation that something was pacing along beside them, just out of sight. She could hear an occasional grunt, almost like a cough, a strange noise she'd never heard before. Isabella leaned forward, whispering softly, soothingly, into the ears of her mount. Her mare was used to her, trusted her, and although its great body was trembling, the animal made a valiant effort to continue forward. Icy particles stung both horse and rider, like angry bees piercing flesh. The horse shuddered and danced, but moved stoically forward. She had been warned repeatedly of the danger, of the wild beasts roaming freely in the Alps. But she had no choice.